People often ask me why I decided to make a documentary about contemporary train hoppers, and I never have a simple answer. But I guess the most honest answer would be to say it began with curiosity. I was intrigued by the adventure of riding the rails. I contacted the National Hobo Association and spoke with Bob Hopkins, aka Santa Fe Beau. I met Santa Fe at the train station in San Luis Obispo. In the morning, after several anxious hours of waiting, I caught my first freight train. After that first thrill, I spent a couple of years hopping trains, learning the ropes, and searching for people to animate the film by sharing their personal stories.
Yeah, someone like him, you got a better chance.
By the spring of 1997, I was ready to shoot.
Should I be looking for an open box? Because I don't see one.
A crew of seven piled into a 15-passenger van loaded with gear, and we headed out for 2 weeks of production.
The keychain.
Are you guys all ready?
What?
Get on that fucker.
We're going around. We're going across the bridge.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Taking it.
Hold on, everybody.
I would go just up past that, like the first, past that house, maybe. There's a turnout up here.
Roll forward a little. Okay.
Here comes a train.
Sheriff.
Load up here.
Keep backing up. Back up.
Close that door, Dave.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
That was a close one.
It's
okay.
Did you see anything at the beginning?
They should come on.
The ribbed are rideable, aren't they?
They got the wheels, right? Well, it depends
on
if it's got
hollow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Why doesn't she come on? Come on.
While filming with the featured characters on moving freight trains, we loaded our equipment into backpacks in order to disguise ourselves as common tramps.
Got the dad right here. Kind of stealth, a little, you know, protect for the train.
Rain gear.
Quick draw shotgun right here.
Water.
We have the ambient stereo microphone packed away to get that kind of panning sound effect.
Right.
In case we need that.
Weather gear.
Inspection road dogs.
Camera.
Boom.
Meanwhile, the assistant director and the production manager drove a follow van.
Okay, so
here we are. They've been on the train for an hour and 15 minutes. Who knows where the hell they are? We're still waiting. We're at the loop, and we heard the train back there a while ago. And I think it went into a siding. Who knows what the fuck's going on. Maybe they're getting kicked off. We got the cell phone. As you can see, there's no service here because we're somewhere between Portola and Belden. And I don't know. We're waiting.
Over the course of several years, I've made slow progress. While others ask me how I started making the film, I sometimes ask myself why I continue. I've discovered that making a documentary film is sort of like hopping a freight train. It requires patience and ingenuity. You face hardships and frustrations. But most importantly, once you embark on the journey and gain momentum, it's nearly impossible to stop.
Woo! Yeah!